CliffCentral.com.
Such a vain bastard, he's such a vain bastard. He is a vain bastard, he will not even take a picture this morning. So we've got a great day for you today. Great, great day, as Alan Ford would say. It's going to be a great show. That's what he says. But it's also, it's kind of a little sad because Nolo's last week this week as a permanent member of the show. But she, you know how I explained it to her the other day because she got all emotional. And, you know, we had a little farewell type thing and a birthday party for Dory yesterday. I said to her, you know, Nolo, this place is like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave.
There we go.
Right? That's what it is. But I'm also really happy this morning because Pumelele's here. Pumi Mashiko, everybody. Good morning. Yes, Pumi. Should I give you a big... What did you want, the big intro? Queen.
I can almost hear all of that, like, resounding applause in people's houses right now.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I said to Pumi earlier, you weren't in the studio yet, Sia, and I said to her, she has this amazing ability that even if she's having a bad start to the day or she's got a lot of shit on her mind or there's stuff going on, and she just smiles and she grins and bear it. It looks like you've developed this ability. You've got to teach the rest of us how.
Make your
way through the rain.
You know what? Mornings are, for me, the most amazing time of day. It's like yesterday's shit.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, guys. It's yesterday. No matter how bad the night of sleep was. But in the morning, guess what you get to do?
Start again. I like that.
Clean
okay.
slate. Just All right. start again.
You know what? I like that. Okay. Fine.
See ya.
When it's a tough pill to swallow, I'm like, okay.
But she is right. You know that.
She is right.
Speaking the truth here. She's not...
That's your set by Sia for this morning. There's nothing else I can add to that.
This is Pumi's theme song, by the way. Anybody who didn't know. This is what happens in her head that doesn't happen for the rest of us. Somehow she wakes up and this is in her mind. We still all have to learn. It's true, right, Pums? This is in her brain.
Morning has broken like the first morning.
Yes.
Blackbird has spoken like the first bird.
And in most of our brains, at about this point, it cuts out. But for Pumi, it goes all the way to the end of the song.
Race for the morning.
And then is rapidly followed by Bob Marley's Three Little Birds.
Oh, very nice.
Oh.
Could play that.
Balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What time do you wake up?
Sadly, around 4:15.
Why do you say sadly? Because you don't.
Because I don't sleep well. Because I actually don't sleep well, and it sucks. But it's like 4:15, then
You just automatically wake up at that time.
Yeah, well.
You don't set an alarm or anything.
I set an alarm for 5.
About a thing.
God, what a song.
He still freaks me out slightly.
What?
What the hell is
wrong
with you?
Oh my gosh. No, I've shared this before though.
Yeah, you have, but I think you're insane.
No, it's just I don't know. It's a weird thing I have with Bob Marley.
You're a nutcase.
I had a bad dream about him. In the dream, he freaked me out. I woke up crying. I was like 7 years old. Still freaks me out.
Well, I'll tell you what scares me.
Look at her face.
I know, it's ridiculous, right? Isn't it ridiculous, Pumi? Isn't this the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
It's just one of the weird things.
I'm gonna pray for you.
Thank you. I'll need it.
Can I play you something that you'll need to pray for? Everybody's hearing this week. I've got a couple of emails that I've got to give feedback to. But listen to this quickly, Pumi. You'll see what people are upset about.
It started on the day I never felt.
standing there, and I thought, my, you were the one for me. I was the one for you. My heart was never the same. It's you, it's true.
How's that, huh?
What kind of madness have I walked into this morning?
So here it is. This is
Oh, that is so great.
Hendrik says, first of all, Sia's song isn't that bad. Although there was bleeding from my ears and I wanted to punch a newborn baby because of it, I realize Sia also has some humor in him. You go, Sia. Massive respect. Peace and love, Hendrik.
Oh, thank you, Hendrik. Thank you.
And Lungisani says, I've been trying to find the words to describe my feelings about Sia's song, but I can't. I realized the only way I can truly express how I feel is with a clip from The Office. And then he attaches a clip from The Office, which I'll play for you in a moment. It goes, it's not very complimentary.
This is the series, the TV series,
correct.
The Office.
Okay. Yeah. I do feel like I really feel that some people are not particularly kind. In this case, Lungisani has chosen a clip that probably does not give a very good impression of the mental health of people who listen to Sia's song.
But Gareth, this is what here being is. An artiste is all about.
Well, if you say it's being an artiste, I don't know. To me, this is a bad thing. All right, listen.
Oh God! No, God! Please, no! 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 No!
That's it from the US series The Office.
You know, you always cut my song just before my favorite part.
Yeah, it's just
somebody.
Yeah,
all right. It's an ode to Michael Jackson.
And see, there's a lot more. I'm not going to start the morning with negative feedback for you, Sia, because I don't want to put you in a bad mood.
No. Today, I'm going to have a pull me attitude. I'm going to have a good day.
Wow, we've got a burning platform today with Canthan Pillay. He's popping in.
South Africa is a burning platform.
It's funny because it's true.
All day, every day. It's like a burning platform.
Just in general.
Our Christmas tree went up yesterday.
Yeah.
At least, guys.
Lifestyle Home and Garden gave us a black Christmas tree, which is beautiful. So we've got Wakanda Christmas happening here. We decorated it yesterday. It looks good. Nolo likes it because it's almost like a gothic sort of tree.
Yes.
And that's the way she likes her trees to look. She said she would easily have this in her house, but she wouldn't decorate it. Right, Nolo?
It's beautiful.
Mm.
It's stunning.
There we go.
It just gives you all the feels.
Yeah, and we're getting into the Christmas feels.
Mm.
I see that horrible Merry Christmas thing that used to hang across the window is back again.
It's a staple. We can't get rid of it now.
I know, but it looks so terrible. It's bedraggled. You've got to refresh your decorations from time to time.
At least this year we didn't do the spray paint, the
Merry
snow
Christmas
spray paint. Yeah.
Because that always, it stays until like mid-January and drives me crazy. So, and I love Christmas, so don't get me wrong.
Because you can just never get it off.
Love it.
What are you doing for the festive season, Pumi?
Yeah, what are you doing, Pumi?
Yo, guys.
Out with it. Come on. Tell us.
You know, Christmas, ne? Is my favorite time of year. I go crazy. I play Christmas carols. I was reading an article about
so
the death
the
of the Christmas album. And I was like,
no.
In whose life is the Christmas album
who
dying?
Who would talk about that?
We are putting up our Christmas tree this weekend. We're going down to the sea because, you know, small children are quite
going
a problem.
Down to the sea, huh?
Yeah. You know, when you have a small child, you have to do something like that. Our children
small
want
children
to be entertained.
They're
a problem. Otherwise, I'd just lie on my couch and do Netflix. Lie on my couch.
Yeah.
That is
Netflix.
That sounds good, actually. I don't have any problem with that.
And eat.
Tis the season. What is diabetes in December?
Like fruit, mince pies.
Diabetes.
Nah, no one needs to know that. No one needs to worry about that until 7th of Jan. That's liberal.
I don't know. Hey, I get very nervous this time of year because I always have bold ambitions about how I'm going to be in great shape and I'm not going to be fat and I'd get rid of my gunt.
Mm-mm.
And I get so excited in September, October. I got disciplined, go to gym. The last 2 weeks, if I've been to gym 3 times in 2 weeks, it's a lot. And I've been eating because I had these lunches. every day this week with clients.
Having lunch meetings.
All kinds of, and they've all been terrific, so I'm not going to complain about them. I've had really good lunch meetings this week. But the problem is, you go to a nice
restaurant.
Exactly. Yeah. You go to a nice restaurant, and you're going to eat, you know, something nice.
The eating is not really the problem. It's the drinking.
You think, oh, I didn't drink.
It's the drinking. Like, one, two glasses of wine, it's like, oh. Every day for like
once you're on the second, you go, who's counting? What more is fine? Yeah. Yeah. Just flip it over to Jan. It will be the whole new year, new you thing and start trimming there.
But now's the time to be good, you know, in shape.
Oh.
Now you're going to be taking off your shirt at the pool, and maybe if you go to the beach, you're going to be doing that. And
listen here, the beach is getting whatever body I bring to it this year.
I got to get that attitude right, too.
Take what you, what I give you.
This is what you're getting. Be happy with it.
Right.
If your summer body wasn't made in winter, then there's no hope for you at this point.
Listen, the other thing is just accepting. Part of the secret to happiness.
Right? All right.
Is accepting reality. And sometimes you have to accept that this is your body for life.
Mine can improve. I really feel I look in the mirror. I'm always a little disappointed, and I don't mean that as some kind of self-deprecating, hoping for a compliment thing. I really believe I should be much better looking than I am, and I'm willing to do what it takes.
That's okay.
But
will it there? No, like it should be, but will it?
I've looked a lot worse than I look right now, but I've looked better. I've definitely looked better. And I went for a haircut yesterday. That helps. Always feel a bit better after a haircut.
So y'all know how I feel about the feminist thing, right? My worst thing about like male privilege is how a guy can have the worst body in the history of bad bodies.
Okay, like big boob.
Like man boobs, hanging boobs.
Jack Nicholson.
You know, like
moobs.
And like hairy legs the whole thing, ne?
Gross.
That guy will be in shorts. And a tight t-shirt.
But you think that's male privilege or just not giving a shit because
that not giving a shit, Barbara,
is male privilege.
That is what male privilege is about.
Never
it's like
about that.
Just walking around on some, look at me, living my best life.
And those guys don't care, huh? But you know what, there is male privilege, and I'll tell you where it sticks out for me. Is when men start getting older and they still get younger women because they can make money, because they tell everybody how wise they are. And believe me, most men, they'll tell you before you ask. Yeah. I've got advice for you. And they don't have that issue about how young they are. The other thing, obviously, is the biological thing that we can do nothing about, that if you're a woman and you want to have kids, you've got a window, right? And men can have kids. You look at these old lizards like Larry King. He has a child. You know, he has a child at 70 years old?
Oh, well, look at my child.
That is absolutely disgusting.
You think it's disgusting? Imagine being the woman who has to sleep with him to have that child at 70-something.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Look, you are not thinking about how delightful Larry is. You are thinking about
revolting, right?
Six-figure balances at that point.
Can you do that? Can you close your eyes and think of the money?
Ha! You guys don't know what this thing in your brain does.
And I suppose that's how blessies...
Imagination! That's
how the blessies make it through the day.
Just close your eyes and picture Channing Tatum for... You will pretend that leathery skin is the leather seats of a Ferrari.
Have you ever met anyone and they deliberately lied about their age and you knew they were lying about their age immediately? Like they said to you, they're 40, but they're actually 55.
So I often have moments of like looking at people and thinking, that must be your soccer age, you know? Like,
yes, the soccer players lie. To stay in the division.
For some reason.
Your soccer age, yeah?
And you're just like, what? No ways. Must be the soccer age. Now let's talk about your real age. But lots of people lie about their
age.
They
do, huh? But do they think that shaving off, like it would obviously matter if you're on the cusp of a decade. Then it matters more. Because you could say you're in your 30s, you could say you're in your 20s, you could say you're in your 40s. You know what I mean? But if you're at 45 or 55 or 65 or 75, you it's a little bit of a push. to try and grab yourself a whole decade retrospectively. That's a bit cheeky.
I've always found the trying to make yourself younger such a fascinating thing, because growing up in the hood, growing up with, I mean, both my grandmothers are still alive and they're like super old.
I've met one of them.
But I used to grow up and all you're looking forward to is being older. Mm. And when I then came into this Western way of being, I suddenly realized how the Western world is so obsessed with youth.
Yeah.
Whereas an African world is about getting wiser and getting older. So, and
like, you want to be, you want to go to Kehla. Hmm?
Dude, I cannot wait for those days when I'm just like telling the truth, holding it, like not waiting for nobody or feeling like, because that's what the thing about being older is about.
Oh, yeah.
Tell Pumi about
this
aunt. It's
about the privilege of being able to just tell the truth bugger people's feelings.
That's it.
But, but you can do that when you're young. You don't have to be old to earn that privilege.
Yeah, no one listens to you when you're young.
Yeah,
they
you
take
don't
it to heart when you're older. When you're older, when an older person says something to you, you kind of go, they must know something. They survived this long.
True.
So Sia's got this aunt. She walks around in a dressing gown most of the time.
Tons of rips, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, she's,
and of course, at that age, she does not care about a brassiere, because that just
so titties hang out sometimes.
It's part of the slavery. The thing about bras is it's part of the slavery that was imposed on us all by the male part.
Yes, all right. Like, the patriarchy. I knew you'd bring the patriarchy
The bra thing, ne? Yeah. That's why there's a bra o'clock. Ask any girl. There's a bra o'clock.
You get off it, that's it.
Throwing that thing away. Mm. But anyway.
Yeah, so Koktabita. And we call her Koktabita, but her name is Tabitha. But it's Koktabita. And she'll walk around getting involved in other people's business. And she's on the streets. And her boobs are like swinging all over the place. Slipping out of the little tear in her nightgown or whatever. She does not care at all. And you get to that age, really, she's really in the thick of her 80s. She has refused to ever stay with anyone because she's always just wanted her own space. That's it. That's done. As soon as her
also
kids,
people get annoying.
Oh, yes.
When you're set in your ways and you don't want to compromise. As soon as her kids were over 18, she was like, okay, cool, out. You go fend for yourself.
Get
you go and figure
there.
The world out. And that's, I think, a huge, huge thing about getting older, and rightfully so, Gareth. I don't think we need to wait for that age.
But started early. And you know what? The whole point isn't really whether people are listening to you or not, Pums. It's whether or not you feel you're in a position to just say it and not worry about what they think or whether they're listening. Like, a lot of old people just talk away. No one's listening.
Because it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's just in the corner there.
Do it for you, right? I mean, get to a point where you just feel comfortable in your own body, like you said earlier. The beach is going to get the body it gets. Where you're comfortable in your own mind. If you asked me to go back to being 25, I would not take that. I mean this. I would not take it for all the youth and everything else. Not a chance that I go back
really?
To that. Oh, hell no.
Also,
You love yourself. You get to know yourself. You understand your weaknesses. Don't get me wrong. But a little bit later on, you start to realize, like, this is the healthiest combo, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that you're going to get.
Oh.
It's a good place to be. Trust me. To 25, all those insecurities.
And that's the thing. I think the thing about older people, what I love so much about older people is they are also, they're okay with where they are and where they've been.
Yeah.
So those insecurities are also about, they're just like, yeah, so, you know, back then when I was 25, I fucked up. But yeah. Well,
no,
here
okay.
I am.
Oh, no. Because
when you're younger, like today, we have so much anxiety in our society, right? We have so much anxiety. And anxiety really is about what's in our heads, about what we think should be.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have all this anxiety. Oh, my goodness. I should be healthier. I should be sexier. I should be richer. I should. And when you are 20, it's like the whole world. But I think when you're 60, 70, 80, you're looking back and you're going, you know what? When I was 20 and I thought I should be all of those things and I still had a whole other 20s to live, you know, you're kind of like, yeah, man, it's all right.
But it's also ambition. Like, you, I think there's something healthy. There's something quite good about being ambitious enough to want to keep improving.
And it's not being naive.
No, I mean, what Pumi's saying is right. Like, you've got to have a healthy attitude about yourself and eventually realize that, you know, you are you and you're the best version of you you'll ever be. Even though at that moment in time, you might want more. But I think wanting more is what separates people who have a little bit of ambition and drive from people who are just settling. And I know so many of my friends who've settled. God bless them. They might be happier than I am, for all I know. They've settled in various ways. They've settled for, you know, wearing a certain kind of outfit, and that's what
chinos.
Yeah, that's what they. That's how they like to be seen. Sure,
chinos and a golf shirt.
Yeah, you see, like, and I've settled into the black.
Yeah,
all day, every day.
And they settle into doing a certain number of habitual things every week. Like they'll go and they'll play golf, or they'll go out on Fridays, or they have their thing that they do. And that's fine. I'm in no position to criticize them. They may have settled down and had a family.
Mm.
They may have bought a station wagon.
Nobody is buying station wagons in your... What?
I'm thinking...
You have friends with station wagons?
No, no, Gareth. No. I'm thinking one person in particular. She's not really... She's not like a close friend, but she's definitely settled into the soccer
station
mom
zone. Station wagon type. Oh, no.
Station wagon.
Yes.
Halala. I didn't know they still brought those out. Except maybe if you like run a funeral parlor.
I think it's an older model, but it
station wagon nonetheless.
Still around there.
It ticks the boxes for a station wagon. There's some people who like that stuff, you know. Yeah. Some people settle into like drinking with the girls every weekend, having that's their time. Everybody's got their thing. I'm not gonna criticize anybody for that. But I think you've got to have a little bit of drive to keep changing it up. You've got to add some spice. You've got to flavor that stuff a little bit.
Yeah, but the pressure of that comes with the... That creates the anxiety is then the, I should be this, I should be this, I should be this.
Oh, no,
and
no.
The self-talk in your head is like...
You don't want that.
Calm down.
Yeah. Because no one... Here's the important thing I realized a couple of years ago. It was so liberating for me. Actually, no one really thinks about you or gives a shit about you at all. That's
how
did
you come to that conclusion?
You've got
to
realize, like,
because they're all thinking about themselves.
That's it. They're only thinking about themselves, and occasionally, if they do think about you, it's usually not in a favorable way anyway, because what they're doing is comparing themselves to you in some level. Even
you guys
if it's
are making my 20s exciting.
No, Sia, you stop caring now.
We're making you better. We're like making you better. This is like exercise. You know when you've got like a personal trainer, Sia. When you've got a personal trainer and they're just pushing you, and in that moment it sucks.
And this is the stuff.
But
Oprah,
you know what?
Oprah didn't tell you, Sia.
Oh, please do not bring her up today.
How?
Because I'm just going through a lot.
I never thought I'd see the day.
Oh no!
What?
I'm meeting her today.
What?
I'm meeting Oprah today.
Are you really?
I was about to tell you, you know,
are
she's
you really?
In the country.
How's this happening?
This
is quite big news.
This is big, so that's why I'm still just trying to like process everything. I went to Matilda to watch Matilda yesterday after Alan Ford was raving about it for the past couple of weeks. And I had already been warned that it's a bit of a long show. So I only got home at about midnight, and I made the mistake then of checking my emails. I opened up my emails.
Uh-huh.
And it's from the team who's conducting this lecture that she's doing this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And they go, oh, hi, Sia. Sorry, we just realized that our original correspondence didn't reach you. But just to confirm, you do have a seat available for the lecture with Oprah Winfrey this afternoon at 2 p.m. So,
how many people are going to this? Only a handful?
Yeah.
No, it's at the University of Johannesburg. So it's quite
a lot.
You've got
to go and get a seat early.
It's her, it's former First Lady Gracia Machel, it's Gracia Machel's daughter, Jacina, and there's also Phumzile Mlambo Ngcuka, who'll all be speaking.
We've got to get you backstage.
Yes, got to get
you. So this is now midnight.
See, if you get a picture with Oprah,
I'm dying. I don't want to think about it. I need to get through
the
day.
Are you
going to cry? I need to get through the day.
Will you cry?
Sia, you know, Sia, I'm so happy for you.
I'm not okay. So I only slept at like 2 a.m. because I couldn't fall asleep. And that's why now when I woke up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I look so bad. I have bags under my eyes. Am
and
I going to meet
the
Oprah?
Day you're
like,
going to meet Oprah looking like this.
This is the day. So I'm just
don't worry. We've all seen Oprah without makeup. Hey. Don't you stress.
In our jammies
sure.
And all.
Sia, this is exciting. Huh?
I
want
to cry.
This is big. Don't be big. We are
This could be the biggest week of your life.
I swear I'm going to cry.
I told y'all South Africa's a burning platform. So Oprah's here.
This is massive.
Beyonce is filming here.
Yes.
This is just everything is happening. It's all happening. It's all happening
so
this week.
God bless my sisters, because they're the ones who have to deal with me in all of my different states. I wake one of them up at like 1 a.m. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't sleep. I don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to say to her. Should I bump into her?
I
know what the appropriate thing is. I should say.
Are you thinking of bumping to outside the toilets or something? I mean, is that what you're imagining?
So what's the appropriate thing to say?
I suggested this, and my sister shut this down very quickly. I was going to say condolences to, you know, the loss of your mother, because I also felt very close to her. And she goes, see, you were not close to her, okay? Shut up, your head doesn't matter. So I was like, okay, never mind.
Sure.
So by 2 o'clock, hopefully I have something better to say. But yeah.
I'm really sorry. I'm sorry to hear about your mom.
No, but like, you know, I want to say Vanita Lee was also a friend in my head. You know, we were very close. I know what she went through too, but no.
I think you should just run into her and hug her. It's like, Mama Oprah.
You should say to her,
I've been dreaming about this day.
I'm the child you never had. I've always thought you were my mom.
I'm not even joking. I was making notes as at midnight.
What should I bring up? You might not have heard this. Pumi, he's been planning to stalk Beyonce to the point where we almost have to call the police.
It's bad. It is bad. Of course, then I referred to my stack of old Oprah shows, and I was reading up more on her, and I was finding her favorite quotes.
Is there more for you to read up on Oprah? There's actually stuff you haven't read up on Oprah.
If there was a university degree in Oprah, he'd have it already. He'd have a master's. He'd have a doctorate in Oprah.
I'm contemplating wearing green today because it's a favorite color. So I don't even own green, but you know what?
Make a plan.
Like the Oprah Winfrey Network, I will own that. I will go and find something. I'll make
it work.
You'll
stand out in the audience.
Oh. First point of call, though, is just getting these bags off. Then I'm good.
All right, fine. Well, let's bring you back down to earth. Michelle says, Sia, thanks to Gareth, I've got a horrible song in my head, and it's sung by you. That's Michelle.
Michelle, Sia. I think you used the wrong adjective there. Horrible, isn't it? But
Schmangles, Mr. Schmangles says, Sia, you do not have to worry about what other doubters have to say. You go. That was good. That's a good shower song. But you have single, unlike those D-bags. Well done, Sia. Oh, right. Oh, you have... Okay. So
I have a single.
Yes, very complimentary there.
Okay.
Fundo saying, yes, Pumi, jolling with the GCS crew this morning on cliffcentral.com, and let's make this the best week. Yes. Thank you, Mfundo.
Hello, Mfundo.
And Tumisho saying, hey, good morning, guys. I got my 399 Rand Cliff Central earphones. I'm so happy. Well, I have a big announcement to make on that front. We are sold out. If you own a pair of those, they are now a collector's item. We're not making any more with peace and love. Peace and love.
Love those earphones. No.
There are only a certain number. You like yours?
I love those earphones. Walking in the morning, it's the best thing. You
better look after them, because there are no more. I have no more earphones. In the words of Ringo Starr, with peace and love, we are finished with earphones. So if you have a pair, you have a collector's item. That is it. There are no more. Right.
Hopefully people were buying them for others over Christmas, but yeah, that's it. Nothing.
They're sold out. Take a Lot had to close down our shop front yesterday.
Wow.
That's a good position to be in.
That's nice, huh? Is this the Black Friday?
I suppose your Black Friday contributed. We sold, I don't know, about 100.
I saw the Black Friday like flash.
Oh, you did?
I was like, all right, Gareth, well, you've fallen into it.
In case you don't know what I'm talking about with Ringo, here's what his message was when he wanted to stop signing autographs. I'm telling you this morning, no more earphones.
Peace and love.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, please, after the 29th
of November,
send fan mail to...
There are no more earphones.
...that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October.
Nothing will be sold.
If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
Right.
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
Yes.
So no more fan mail. Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
No objects to be signed. Nothing. Anyway, peace and love, peace and love.
Peace and love.
This is the clip that just keeps on giving.
I love it.
Yeah, it really does. Peace, peace and love.
You want to know the five things you need to know this morning?
Yeah, bro.
By the way, I want to start something for Fridays. I want to start a No Politics Friday.
You want to be starting nice. Something.
Put people in a really good mood. It would be like almost extending your weekend by a day, because if you don't have to listen to any politics, in other words, we will not book political guests for a Friday. We will not do political news stories on a Friday.
Okay.
We will not get political on a Friday. Can you imagine how much relief that will bring to people?
What will you talk about?
Oh, we're fine. We haven't talked about politics this morning at all. Look at us. Look how happy we are. Right?
I'm currently going through a big... I think that the South African news cycle is so riveting at the moment. My brain is in overdrive. Whether it's Judge Zondo, whether it's everybody getting a case.
Everyone. Praveen.
Everyone being summoned.
Julius. Everybody's got a case. Mm. It is just unbelievable. I think it's one of the things that makes it hard for me to sleep, because there's so much going on. I have such anxiety of going to bed. I'm like, what will Mzwanele Manye tweet about tonight? It's been a couple of weeks since Minister Kigaba. Also, Minister Kigaba used to give me super anxiety. I would go to bed and I'd wake up in the morning and I'd think, yo, I wonder what I missed last night. Palabantulaba, take it lit in the middle of the night when we're trying to sleep.
And cockpicks.
Honorable members showing their honorable members.
All right. Well, I promise we'll keep this brief and interesting, but here are the five things you need to know this morning. First of all, KPMG, whose reputation's really been dashed against the rocks, they say they're confident that Ignatius Seole will make an impact and turn the embattled auditing firm around. They confirmed his appointment as chief executive on Wednesday as they scramble to retain clients in the wake of several political scandals. Seole, who is the former deputy chief executive of PwC's domestic unit, will take over from Nhlamulo Dlomo, who is stepping aside a year after being brought in to restore the company's reputation, which obviously means that they couldn't get it right. The chairperson, Wiseman Nkulu, has said that Seole's appointment is part of transforming the organization. Our culture, he says, that we've been busy transforming to a number of engagement processes, is going to ensure that we're under a leader who is able to be a role model in ethical conduct and quality processes. We are really beginning to stabilize and grow in another 12 to 13 months. How do you like them apples? So, Pumelele, you've been involved in like businesses where you've helped them to turn around their culture and stuff. Is the appointment of a good leader a good start?
It's critical.
Okay.
Although, what is also sometimes good is taking stock of when you have to just like close the door and look inside and go, what did we fuck up? Hmm. And fix that. But a good leader is always, it's the sounding call. It's most of us don't like to think through what happens next. We just want to know that somebody's driving. We want to know that somebody's driving. I just want to do my job, especially in businesses. Most people just want to do their job. And they just want to know that everything else is taken care of. I want to arrive in the morning. My workstation is working. The lights are on. There's water in the toilet. There's toilet paper. You know, I don't want to have to think about all of that stuff because I'm a professional. And I just want to do what I am good at. Do my job. And that's what a good leader does, is they take care of the unseen stuff that makes it easy for you to do your job. Although there are lots of people who don't just want to do their job. They just want to come to work and be on Twitter.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who do that, but you're right. Like, you need that leader to start making things different. And poor KPMG, they've really had a terrible couple of years. I mean, it's a lot of it self-inflicted, but not not the average workers in the business, not the average auditors or accountants or people who are meant to do all these forensic audits and those kinds of things. Yeah, it's the leaders were crooked. They were cowed into submission by a crooked government and made to work with crooked people. And in very many cases, they volunteered themselves to be crooked.
I think it's a cop-out to say. I think the one thing that we have seen in South Africa in particular over the past couple of months, is with Steinhoff, which was a Deloitte failure, with the KPMG.
These auditing firms can't be trusted.
Is that maybe we trusted them too damn much. We trusted them too damn much. We thought that they were they were good. We thought that they were honest. Huh. We thought that they were doing the right things. And all of a sudden, we are seeing that actually they were just in it to make the money.
Yeah.
They were just in it to make the money, and that's all. So we are recalibrating, I think, about what it is to be...
Do you think that there'll be honesty in those auditing firms from now on? Do you think they'll try really hard to get back to a standard where we can trust them?
No, I think they'll just try much harder to not be caught out.
All right, in other news, one person died, another person was injured during a shooting in a shopping center in Kwamashu in Durban on Wednesday. You know, as if there isn't enough to worry about in the festive season, now you have to worry about people shooting you in the shopping mall. Reports from the scene indicate that a male believed to be in his 20s sustained a fatal gunshot wound while sitting in the passenger seat of a car in a suspected robbery. The patient was assessed and sadly declared deceased on the scene by advanced life support paramedics. An adult female patient believed to be a family member of the driver was transported by another ambulance to a hospital in a stable condition after sustaining a gunshot wound to her leg. And apparently the circumstances leading up to the shooting were not known. Police were on the scene, so they're still going to investigate that. Man, shopping mall's a dangerous place to find yourself.
Mm.
And then, Pumi mentioned the Zondo Commission. So apparently, former SAA chairperson Cheryl Carolus is expected to testify at the Commission of Inquiry into state capture chaired by Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo on Thursday. That's today. Apparently, the former ANC Deputy Secretary General, that's Cheryl Carolus, is coming as the next witness. Did you hear what Ngwako Ramatlodi had to say?
Mm-mm.
Yo, he threw some people under the bus.
You know, this Zondo Commission is so hard to, like, get your mind around. People are just coming in there and burdening themselves. It's like it's a confessional booth.
It's we do like that. Let's hear what goes on.
Except for the fact that, because all of it is hearsay, like, no one is saying, except for Mzwanele, who was like, here is email number 50.
Yeah, but he very selectively, he selectively chose email number 43, number 58, and number 62 only.
So a person who is selectively putting out emails, mm-hmm. for me, is way better than a person who's just selectively remembering.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm remembering some things.
Both options aren't the best.
But do you see, the really problem is when there's an email number 43 and an email number 56, you can say what happened to the emails in between.
I got you.
And you can find those emails and then you can construct.
But you're not by any means saying Mzwanele Manyi is the kind of person we need to believe.
No, I'm simply saying that what he inadvertently walked into is he's now actually revealed that there's a trail of emails somewhere that have a fuller story. But when you're just dealing with somebody saying, I remember one day we were having this conversation, else is there to say, I was there and this is what we talked about. It's just, it's all in your head. It's like, see you 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm just going to talk about Oprah's
good point.
Mother that passed away.
That's a very valid point. So what do you think, Cheryl? What's Cheryl Carolus going to tell us? I mean, she's going to tell us how SAA is a disaster, right? I mean, what do we not know about that? We'll probably get into some of that with our guest at 7 o'clock in the Burning Platform, Canton Pillay, who's going to join us this morning. So we'll talk to him. And there's plenty in the news, but I've got to get to one or two other stories. You want to hear one more?
Mm-hmm.
I got two more for you. First of all, the Parliamentary Committee, you remember the Public Enterprises Committee? They have called for a review of Eskom's pension fund regime following former CEO Brian Molefe's 30 million rand pension debacle. I mean, that's crazy. He worked there for like, 3 weeks and he got like a 30 million rand pension or something. Outrageous. So they
and yet here we are, listening to how poor Brian Molefe is desperately clinging on to like 50,000 rands from the military vets or something ridiculous like that.
How embarrassing.
What are these guys doing with all this money?
Because they ferreted away like a lot over the last few years. You'd think they would have saved some of it. I'm always blown away. You hear about some tenderpreneur and gets a really good tender and then, you know, he makes a solid profit out of that if he builds the stuff or not. Gets some money out. And then, like a year or two later, you hear, oh, he's moving back with his parents.
How?
Like, what have you done with all this money?
How did the rest of us manage to at least, I mean, we managed, but barely. And you got like hundreds of millions pouring in, and somehow it's all gone in 2 years. Doesn't make any sense. Last thing I need you to know this morning, police are searching for two criminals who gunned down three men at a tavern in Kagiso on the West Rand. First of all, this holiday season, even if you live there, don't go out in the West Rand. We know the West Rand is a very, very dangerous place. The buses don't run. There are Satanists there. There are murderers.
You've the Krugersdorp killers are there.
I mean, Jesus. Do yourself a favor. Please stay out of the West Rand with peace and love. Get out of there. Get on your get out the West Rand. Holy mother of God. Can we stay out of there? The tavern owner, his brother-in-law, and a friend were shot dead at 11 p.m. on Tuesday night. You hear about this? The police of Solomon Sibiya says, "We really don't know what the motive was because nothing was taken and nothing was robbed, according to the sister, so we're investigating." This happens on the West Rand. People just get killed. Nobody even knows why. At least on the East Rand, you know it's usually for money.
The mafia, the mobs, yeah.
Right.
That makes more
Which
sense.
Which is exactly why I don't go to Bedford View.
Right. Oh,
you don't. Can't even you go would be to in Tash's so much, there in peace.
You would be in so much trouble in Bedford View.
I read that Mandy Wiener book years ago, the one with...
That's why I don't go to the...
And East. Then that's when I decided, you know what? It's really not worth it to find myself in these streets.
I don't need to find Kibble's friends there.
Mm-mm. In these Bedford View streets.
That book, Mandy Wiener, spoilt my naivety and my happiness. I used to go out in Johannesburg, never thought twice about these people. I'd bump into some of them and think, he's not such a bad guy. He seems like a nice, friendly dude. My God, read that book. I didn't want to leave my house. I triple locked it. I put
That's
new...
That's killing Kevil, hey.
Yo!
Didn't know who to trust anymore.
Let me tell you.
Oh.
All right, let's get to Sid by Sia. You want some optimism this morning? I mean, Sia's about to have the best day of his life. He might even meet Oprah this afternoon. That's quite a thing. So, Sia, what do you have?
This is that's your Sid by Sia for today. I beat you, Oprah. Cool, bye. No.
It's an iconic day for you.
What is the date? The 29th of November.
See, you know, the first time I ever met you, you were talking about Oprah.
Oh.
And how you want to be adopted by Oprah.
First time anyone met him, that's what he talks about.
So
certain things just don't change.
I am so happy for you. And I hope your set by Sia is about how you attracted this moment to yourself.
Mm-hmm. You can be anything. You can have anything. This is the secret.
It's about the importance of not letting your emails have glitches where you miss an important man like this. But anyway, here's a very cool story. I think this is so sweet. Because once again, it's a photo that went viral on social media, but for the right reasons. Police officers, as we know, are always protecting and they're serving the community. I think anyone who's in the line of service is really a selfless person. So a photo of Officer Robert Lofgren of the West Jordan Police Department in Utah in the United States went viral recently as earlier this month as a young mother and her children enter the station to file a domestic violence report. And it's obvious that this young mother was going through a lot at home and was trying to run away from her partner. And in the midst of all of this, the officer was just trying to be helpful in a different way, going above and beyond what they're meant to do and just make sure that the kids are okay while the mother is able to just hold onto herself and deal with this properly. So as she filed the report, Officer Lofgren offered to look after her kids, and he reportedly spent hours just holding the babies, and the mother has a very young child, an infant really, and he was there just looking after the kids, keeping the kids quiet. And the station clerks were just so touched by what the officer was doing that they snapped pictures of him, they posted it on their Facebook page, and the comments there just are also so cool, so cute, and so inspiring. So once again, just another prime example of people in the service business who just go above and beyond the line of duty. They say that Officer Lofgren just did exactly what the mother needed and so much more, spending hours even after his call had wrapped up, just making sure that this mother and kids were all okay. So,
That's very sweet.
Very
like
incredible.
That.
Very incredible. That's it by Sia for this morning.
All right. As I said to you, Canton Pillay will join us in a short while. He's busy warming up the coffee so that he can give us the burning platform a little bit later on. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Yes. And he says, He says in his tweet, "How do these guys sound so cheerful? I want those drugs too." Very rude.
It's the Pumima cheerful drug, the 4 a.m. happiness one.
So somebody else here says, "Morning, guys. I got my headset. Now I can listen to King Monada's song and Idibala in peace."
Are we done with the trend?
I don't know. Idibala's still going on without being strangled by wires. Wireless. Those are sold out. So that probably was the last pair. Jennifer says, "God, I'm late for work. Morning, team. Have a great day." Jennifer's obviously having a very rushed start to her day.
Oh.
It's going to be good, Jennifer. It's going to be good.
Yeah. This time of year is fantastic. Yeah, the last week of October, beginning of November. I mean, no, last week of November, beginning of December.
Jesus,
listen to me. Last week of November is the... This is great. Now we start to go into that downhill, you know?
Although...
Love this.
Gareth, 2018 has been a lot, and it has been long.
Is that your finding?
Long. And to think that 3 weeks from now we will still be in 2018 is a little
Hi, guys.
No. 3 weeks. You know how much you have to do in 3 weeks? My December is full. Full. And I didn't even choose some of this stuff.
I don't want my December to be full.
I know, but that's the problem, right? Because you want that break at the end of the year. So far, it looks like I'm not
full stopped. Of what?
There are 2 weddings that I still have to do, which are destination ones, so that's 2 big weekends.
Yar.
There's Christmas. There's all the stuff around Christmas. There's family stuff. There's the shopping stuff. There are parties and lunches and dinners and all. You know how it goes.
So that's a good kind of fool.
I know. That's why I'm not saying it's a bad thing, and I'm not angry about it at all. But sometimes it's nice to look at a week, and this is what I love in December. Even just 3 days where there's nothing in your diary.
You know, but you know what for me is the coolest thing about December, and Joburg in particular, is everybody is gone wherever they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Like Amakoduga are all gone.
Amakoduga.
They're the ones who go back home.
It takes you 10, 15 minutes to get anywhere.
It's delightful to drive in Sandton with no traffic.
Because one of the biggest things about Joburg, which makes everything so hard, right, is there is traffic to everywhere. In December, I feel much less of like resentment if somebody invites me even to like design quarter, because normally I don't get off on William Nicol and turn left, right? I just don't.
You stay but away from December, that side of town.
In December it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like you could invite me to design quarter and I may come.
Yeah.
Because traffic, no traffic.
I'm a Koduga,
yes. They must go Duga and they must go home. They must bother their people there.
Tefa, you're talking about Nolo.
Look at the look of recognition. Yeah,
are you going home? You haven't decided yet.
What?
I haven't decided, so I don't know.
Are you Amagoduga?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because I was born in East London. I grew up in Cape Town, and I think in Cape Town I was Ikoduga. Isn't that how it works?
You see, your clue is here.
Yeah.
Your clue is in the going home. Well, that's if you don't recognize here as home, then wherever you are a Koduga. You had to Koduga to get to there. Right? So if you must say, "I am going home,"
then you are Koduga.
And it's like, how? Not what do you do? Where do you, like, every day you're in?
But you know,
not home?
This is a city. This is a city of migrants. It's a metropolis, right? We've got people from all over here. Mm. So when it clears out, do you ever feel like maybe there's a small part of you that wishes for a zombie apocalypse?
What?
No, let me
How
tell
did
you.
Get to that point?
No. I'll tell you why. Because
do.
A zombie apocalypse.
Because in the zombie movies and the zombie TV shows, it's always a small group of people and then tons of zombies. The zombies you drive over with your car, you block them out with big walls. You know what I mean? Like there's some part of you goes, this place would be, if we had a tenth of the population, you almost feel like Thanos in the Avengers movies. Wipe out 50% of the people and then there's more for the rest of us. maybe you'd be in the 50% that gets wiped out. So don't jump, don't immediately assume you're going to be the one that survives. You know what I mean?
Although there is so much as it is, there is already so much for all of us. There's enough all of us.
Except on the roads.
There's just not enough road.
No.
But I already know someone who's taking off from the 7th, so that's next week.
Yeah.
And they'll only be back mid-Jan. I'm like, what do you do with yourself for that long?
We've had this conversation before and I got into trouble.
Oh, no.
Because I'm jealous of people like that and I can't be objective.
No, I enjoy doing nothing, being absolutely lazy in December. One of my favorite things is for a day to roll into another day and you ask me what the date is. I'm like, is it before or after Christmas?
Or is it the new year yet? Like Gog Tabit.
Another day is another day.
If you want to know what we're talking about, you have to listen to the podcast. All right, let's get to Canton, the burning platform, which is brought to you by Nando's. That's coming up next. But first things first, you can call us 0861-555-189 if you want to get hold of us on the WhatsApp line. You can do that 079.
Or Telegram.
Yes, or Telegram. 079-748-2090. Whatever app you use, actually, it'll all come through. So get hold of us there. ASAP. Pumi Mashiko is with us this morning. It's a beautiful Thursday.
Cliffcentral.com.